different styles of running backs. What have you seen so far this spring from these guys?
Well, first of all, the experience more than anything else jumps out at me when you got Miller and you got Blue, guys that have been around, especially in this system. So I'm utilizing their experience here to help me out, you know, learn the system and everything, and a great work ethic. All these guys bring great work ethic and the willingness to learn a little bit about my style, but more importantly, they're open to getting better and they want to be coached. So I got a good room and enjoying it.
Based on what you've seen on film from last year, the year before, what looks different about Lamar Miller so far this spring?
Well, one, I think he's gotten his burst back. You know, I thought last year, for whatever reason, you know, a little hesitant at times, you know, from himself. And that's one of the things, first things that we talked about is getting back to being a decisive back. You know, prior to me going to Miami, I had a chance to look at him then. And I thought he was a very good running back. So I'm starting to see that back again, just decisiveness from himself and just using his speed and quickness, which is one of the assets that he brings to the table.
You bring up that decisiveness. How much of that is your role as far as getting that going? How much of that is him? Combo?
I think it's more him than me. You know, I'm sort of like a guy more than anything else. You know, when you're talking about guys with experience like himself, you know, they understand what it takes to get the job done. But more importantly, just trusting what you see up front, you know, more than anything else. So, you know, that's what my role is going to be, is making sure they trust what they see and don't hesitate. Hit the hole because, as we all know in this league, it's not open for long. So you got to get through there with your speed and quickness. And now let's get to the second level, which is into the secondary. And I'd like to see some more home runs from him, obviously, because that's what he brought to the table, you know, prior to last year. A lot more home runs from the backfield in the run game. So hopefully we can get more of that out of him, too.
How tricky is this time of year for you, knowing that you don't have the full contact that you would during camp, during the season, as far as hitting goes?
Well, I think for us, you know, you look at, you know, OTAs is really development from a passing standpoint, making sure that, A1, we know protections, and B, you know, getting to our routes and being able to finish with catches and being decisive in our routes. So, you know, that part, which is hard to work on during the fall, we're starting to get that now. From a running game standpoint, again, no pass. You can't see who can break a tackle and things like that in the trenches. But open field running is what we're working on now. So we'll get a better feel for that once fall starts, like you said.
How much fun is it for you knowing the possibilities for the guys in your room with this quarterback and Deshaun Watson?
I'm very excited. You know, that's one of the things that intrigued me about joining the organization. You know, you got a good trigger man. You always know you got to have a guy like that in this league. But also now the running backs, you know, some of that can be taken off of their shoulders because you got to keep your eyes on four at all times. So they got to understand that as well. When it's their turn to carry the football, we got to make sure we do our job.